You're listening to Sensitive Changemakers. This podcast is created for highly sensitive leaders and is designed to support you to embrace your strengths and gifts so you can feel more confident in your own mind and body and live a life with intention, purpose, and more importantly, joy. I'm your host, Kate Carter, a fellow HSP who has a BA Honours degree in education, is a fully trained and qualified professional coach and NLP practitioner, and has over 17 years of teaching and over 3 years of coaching experience supporting highly sensitive people. I believe that you can do anything you want to in this life, but that sometimes the path forward becomes muddy with self-doubt and fear of failure. It's my mission to help sensitive thought leaders peel away the self-doubt and stories holding them back, for them to see their own beauty and strength, so they can increase self-confidence and self-trust through thought and embodiment work, and see their path clearly and move forward confidently, living their life with intention and purpose. I would love for you to come and join us. Hello and welcome to Sensitive Changemakers. I hope, as always, that this episode finds you well. I would love to hear what's been going on for you. So please, as always, do reach out and let me know. Here, things have been quite quiet. It's been Easter break, so we've had the kids at home. And generally, I'm really, really lucky. The kids are great. They are wonderful at being creative in their own way, even though there's 5 years difference between them. They do, for the most part, get on really, really well. They do wind each other up, as all kids do, but generally they get on really well. We have been swimming today, so it was like fun swim time, so they could use the floats and things like that. And they've really enjoyed that. I was absolutely sweating. I forgot how warm it gets when you're not swimming and you wear a jumper inside kind of the swimming pool area while you're watching them. So I will remember for next time not to dress so warmly for a swimming outing. But yeah, so we've kind of been taking it easy over the last few weeks. As always, as I said, the shift for this podcast is changing into kind of sharing a story with you, sharing the learning and the growth behind that. And again, invitation for anybody who has a story to share to please get in contact. I will put the link in the show notes. But if you are highly sensitive, if you are anxious or overwhelmed, and you've made a small or bigger internal shift in the way that you see things or the way that you approach things, and that has led to a lesson or an opportunity for growth, then please do let me know. I would love to hear from you. And as I said last time, I would love to have you on the podcast to share your story in person, so to speak. But if that isn't your thing, and I do get that a lot of introverts listen to this, if that is not your thing, that's okay. I would love to hear your story anyway, and I would be honoured to share it for you, either anonymously or mentioning your name, whichever one feels right. So please do reach out if that is something that resonates with you and that you would like to share. Because like I said, there are so many amazing stories out there and so many amazing people who are working incredibly hard on shifting old patterns, on creating new habits to really build a successful future for them. And I would love for that story or those stories to get out there in the general, for the general public to listen to. So do let me know. My story today is based on a pattern that used to happen quite often. And I'm going to choose a specific story that kind of illustrates this, but it was a pattern that I did quite often. And so in my 20s, I remember I'd not long finished uni, and one of my uni friends had invited me up to her house for the weekend. And I'd had a really, really busy week. And I was, quite honestly, I was just tired. I knew that I had a busy week starting on the Monday, and I knew that travelling down to see my friend was going to take up all of the Saturday and the Sunday. I knew I wasn't going to get a lot of sleep there because I generally know myself and I don't sleep very well when I'm not in my own bed. And so I knew all of those things combined was going to mean I was going to get even more tired. And then the following week, that was going to impact on that week. But at the same time, so I had those thoughts going on. And at the same time, I am a recovering people pleaser. I still find myself getting into those patterns. And I very much was a people pleaser in my 20s. And so I didn't want to let my friend down. And so I wasn't sure what to do. And I remember standing in my living room. I can still picture it now in the house that I grew up in. So my mum and dad's family home. And I remember standing, looking out of the window in the living room, going, I don't know what to do. And it was getting closer and closer to the time where I needed to leave to go to my friend's house. So I'd said yes, because people pleaser hat on. I'd said yes, because I wanted to please her and I wanted to say yes and all of the things that go alongside that. But I also had, like I was saying earlier, this doubt, this if I go, I'm not going to get much sleep. I know that I'm going to be really tired. I know that's going to impact on next week. And I think, if I remember rightly, I had a really busy week coming up because I was starting my teacher training, which meant a lot to me. And so I was kind of in two minds. I remember looking out the window going, I don't know what to do. I remember my dad standing behind me and he was going, Kate, just choose. Just make a decision and choose and then be done with it. And that's what I wasn't doing. I wasn't making a decision. I was getting torn between people pleasing and prioritizing myself. And I didn't know what to do. And in the end, I got in touch with my friend and said, I'm really sorry, I'm not coming. And I explained why. And decision made. And I did let it go. No, I'm not going to say that. I moved on, but I didn't let it go. Let me get that clear. So I did move on with the rest of my weekend, had quite a relaxed weekend, and I'm really glad that I did spend the time at home because the next week was jam-packed. Teacher training was exhausting, and it did mean, if anybody hasn't done it before, it is a mixture of uni days. So you go to uni, is a postgraduate kind of, what do you call them? Postgraduate student, should I say. And so we had a uni days. I was also in school. I was starting to teach. I was writing essays. I was also planning lessons. I was creating the resources. I bought like a laminator, and a guillotine, and I would stay up until like 11 o'clock at night, most nights, planning lessons, creating resources. Because as teacher training, when I was doing my teacher training back in 2005, you had to plan out all your lessons on an A4 sheet, and you had to write everything down, like what your starter activity was, how long it was going to take you, what your main activity was, why were you doing that main activity, what was that, how long was that going to last, why were you exactly, do you see what I mean? It was just really, really lengthy. So not only were you had to create it, but you had to write it all down as well. And so I'm really glad I didn't go away for that weekend, because that did take a huge amount of my time up. And that was kind of my pattern. I would get into these situations where people would ask me to do something, and my gut feeling was saying no. And it was there for a genuine reason, because of what, like I've just been talking about, because I knew I had a busy weekend, or I knew that it was going to be crazy to try and fit everything in. But those people pleasing techniques, tendencies back then were so strong that I would end up saying yes to everything. And then I would be in this war where I would either go to these things and be absolutely exhausted. And people would say to me, Kate, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, fine, fine, fine. Or I'd say, no, I'm really tired. And I just felt like I wasn't fully present in that particular situation anyway. Or I would say yes to something, and then when it got up to the time, I would pull out and say, I'm really sorry, I can't. And obviously, that was letting people down as well. So it didn't matter what way I came from it, I always felt I was letting people down. And so that really kind of aggravated that people pleaser in me. And the sensitivity that kind of played in here that I didn't realize at the time was that I need, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, you can resonate. I need time to re-energize and to just sit. And for me in particular, I need time to just sit and stare and do nothing. Like a lot of people call it white space thinking, but for me, I call it zombie thinking because I just need time to space out. to not have an agenda, to not have to do anything, not even to read, which I love reading. Reading is one of those things that I relax, but I sometimes find myself reading when actually what I need in that moment is to do absolutely nothing, to just stare like a zombie into space and just fully rest. And I know that about myself now. So I know from these experiences, from this story that I'm telling you, I now know the lesson that I learned, the growth that I had, is that if I have a busy week, and then I have a weekend free, and then I have another busy week, doing something in that weekend is a no. And I protect my time and I say no. And I don't say yes and then cancel closer to the time. I say no, I'm really sorry, I can't do that. That's a really busy week. I need to, that time for me. And the other thing that I have learned from that is weekend planning generally. If I'm going to do something that is quite extroverted, because I am a total introvert, if it is something extroverted, spending a lot of time with a lot of people or doing a lot of different things, I can do that one weekend. That's absolutely fine. But I can't do it the following weekend. I can't do two weekends like that. I need to have that space again, just to kind of re-energize and to rest in between. And I'm sure if you're listening, well, I don't know why you would be listening to this if you're not introverted or not sensitive, but if you aren't one of those things, you might be listening to this thinking, well, that's ridiculous. But that is just how I know that I am now. And I wish I'd embraced that part of me earlier on, because it would have made so much more sense, not just for me, but for those people that were asking me to do things as well. Because I think, again, like I was talking about last week, this has not just a knock-on effect for me and my energy levels and how I show up, but it also has a knock-on effect for the people around me and for my friends and family. And so if I do have those really clear boundaries about my time and I say, right, okay, I can't do that weekend, it does mean that when I do say yes to something, I'm fully present for that. And I'm so much more energetic in those environments now because I know I can be. Like, I've got the space. I know I've got Monday off, for example. So I know I can have a really extroverted weekend and rest on the Monday. And so it just enables me to not only protect my energy, which helps me in the long term, but also to actually be fully present with my friends and family when those situations do come up. So that is my sensitive story for today. I would love to hear your take on this and whether you can kind of resonate with any of it. I know speaking to a lot of clients, I do speak to quite a lot of people pleasing tendencies, or speak to a lot of clients who have got people pleasing tendencies, where we do often say yes, even though we want to say no. And we do often say yes, and then cancel it at the last minute because we knew all along, for whatever reason, that we didn't really want to do whatever we were invited to do. So I hope this normalizes that, and I hope it's permission giving for you to actually look at it in more detail and again set some real clear boundaries around that for you, so you can say that really definite yes and no. So do let me know how this lands with you and what your take is on it. And as I said at the start, if you are listening to this and you have a story to share, please do get in touch. The link is in my bio, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you have any takeaways or any questions, please do reach out to me either through Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook at Kate Carter Coaching, or you can email me at kate@katecarter.co.uk. I always love to hear your feedback and the things that you have taken from the podcast. If you know of any other highly sensitive people, then please do share this so that I can reach more and support more highly sensitive people to embrace their strengths and gifts. As a thank you, I will pick a winner every month for a free 50-minute coaching session with me. Thank you so, so much.